Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Well, I think what we're dealing with many artists, and this is not just Drake, is artists confuse our job and what we do at this radio station with their job and what they do in making music. They think our job is literally to just promote them, promote them, promote them, promote them, promote them, promote them.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's what I said on my license plate. No, I'm just fucking with you. I ain't changing no license plate. It's E Green. What's up, y'all?
What's good?
What's good? No doubt. Fucking happy
around.
Happy recording morning.
Happy recording morning. To you,
yeah,
sir.
I'm awake.
Yes,
I've had some coffee. I'm good now.
Uh-oh, not dang it. I see you advertising over there.
No. That's just a $1 cup. That's all that is. It don't mean shit. That Little Mermaid don't mean nothing.
It ain't nothing in there. Not from there.
No, it's empty.
All right, no doubt. So everybody's feeling good, sounding good. Let's shout out. First of all, I'm going to shout out to the text chain. It'll be on and popping on that joint.
Yes, sir. Oh, yes, hey. Sir.
All the time. Ooh. And shit.
Yes, so. Yes. Shout out to all my doppelgangers out there. All
right. So.
Yeah, I look like I started some shit the other day, didn't I? But it's all good.
Hey. Hey. What did you start?
Shit, man. Everything. I ain't going to say it right now. We're going to get into that later.
Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say, what did you start and what did I miss? And shit. No, I know one thing you started. You was wilding when you put that fucking Akon shit up there, nigga.
Yes, sir.
Somebody said something about ghetto carols and shit prison carols. I almost lost it.
Nigga, what?
Like, what the fuck?
You just got to drop a grenade in there every now and then.
I just hear niggas all up in prison talking about me.
Nigga, I mean, again, actually, I was good with the beat and, you know, Style P. Yeah, I'm good with that, but damn, Akon, nigga.
Got me locked up.
They won't let me out.
So, yeah, fuck that.
Shout out to Akon, though. Fuck it. That nigga provided electricity to a continent.
So, anyway, so let's get right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest, the Maple Leaf.
Uh-oh, not the Maple Leaf.
The Maple Leaf is mad at Peter Rosenberg.
Uh-oh.
So last week, or was it the week before, when we were giving your boy Arbery all kinds of golf claps for giving away money?
The week before.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago. So at that point, we thought it was $50,000, okay? But as it turns out, the whole story came out. He had $1 million he gave away in and through the Miami area. But it basically was for a video, his new video, God's Plan. Okay, he doesn't need any advertisement from me. But in any case, to make a long story really, really short, your boy comes in and Rosenberg is like, this shit looks set up. Didn't look like he was really giving it away. I mean, he may have given the money away, but this shit looked like a setup.
Right.
The Maple Leaf got pissed and he called. So, you know, what's up? My man Super Rockin' just walked in.
What's
Sit
good,
down.
What's
Grab
good,
some headphones, brother? Nigga.
Sit on down. We got you set up, brother.
Yeah, we got you set up. Grab some headphones and get in.
New York in the building.
No doubt. No doubt. Newark, stand up.
What up?
All right. Yes, so anyway, let's get back in. Anyway, the Maple Leaf, he got mad, called up Rosenberg and shit, and like, yo, you know what I'm saying? You fucking up my moment. Nah, you fucking up my thing, man. Now, I don't understand. Is it just a video? Was it just PR? I mean, what's the deal? Why would he get mad any fucking way?
I'm going to tell you like this. I, myself, felt a little proud. Like, okay, this nigga is starting to grow. He's starting to stretch a little bit. He's giving and giving back and starting to see, put on his grown man pants and understand that that's money ain't all about throwing at strippers. Let's get back and help people.
Right.
And I thought that he just did it. And it with the light that he gets on him, so there's going to be a camera following him everywhere he goes.
No doubt.
You know, so I thought he just did it and cameras caught him out there doing this shit. And niggas was like, oh, look what Drake did. He did this. He did that. And I'm like, oh, damn, these niggas is putting him on blast. But congratulations. I'm glad you stepping up. But then to hear it was the video. When I saw the video, I was going to say something last week. But since you didn't mention it, I let it slide. But I was going to say pretty much what Rosenberg said. Like, nigga. Now your shit looking very, very set up, like you really just did this shit just for cameras. I'm glad that you gave money to the people that needed it, you know, and I'm glad about that. But the fact that you had to put cameras there to try to show off, like, look at me, look what I did, on some, almost on a God's plan, like almost on a, got a God complex. Like, these niggas need to come to me for the money. Look at what I'm doing. I'm giving back to the people and they love me so much. They're loving me for what I'm doing for them.
Well, I got 2 cents on it. Like you just said, I'm happy that people that were in need did receive, regardless of how or why. I'm glad that those people received. But I have a friend named Carrie who once said to me, a hit dog gonna yelp.
Yeah.
So that clearly caught a nerve. And instead of just staying on the low and just let it pull a corporate on it, he had to say something. So he's yelping. Why you yelping, yo?
Well,
I mean, you made a video. It's a video. I wanted to watch the video, but I didn't. But you made a video. So I still kind of have a 50-50 on it.
It lends credence to people who say that he's thin-skinned and very petty. It lends credence to that, you know? I mean, it's funny. And for you, and this is strictly for you, Swerve, who you say I need to put the Dick Ride blogs on blast. Well, this comes strictly from All Hip Hop. And All Hip Hop goes on to say there's no way that Drake will ever call us, meaning All Hip Hop, if we dissed him or gave negative feedback on his material. So here we got a blog posing as journalism, who's coming right out and saying, you know what, we can't say nothing against this nigga. He'll never call us. He'll never give us props, no exclusives, no interviews, no previews, none of that shit. And so I think that's what most of these guys are dealing with. Now, Hot 97, Rosenberg, Ebro and them niggas, they don't need him. Drake is a powerful guy, but they don't need him. So
that's
what's up.
Yeah, B. I'm still like, nigga, if you're going to do something, just do it.
Right.
You don't need cameras to show it. So that's why I think it caught a nerve. Because in the back of his mind, somewhere, he did do it for the video and for the props. Even if he didn't, he did it genuinely to give money away, but he needed those props to go along with it. But see, what happened was on the other side of those props comes niggas saying some shit like, nigga, you did that shit just for the cameras. And he wasn't ready for that.
So,
that was part of the plan.
So check it out. So let's look at the a quantitative difference among props. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about Jamie Dupree, right? And how he didn't think he was getting props or whatever. A little award show came up. He got props or whatever. Maybe he's feeling good about it. Who knows? All right. Then we got this Maple Leaf situation, right? Now, quickly, somebody said something about Hove real quick. I seen your boy Nipsey Hussle on a fucking video talking about his new shit, right? And how he sampled the Annie track the same way Jay did. Well, apparently your boy Hove cleared the sample, right? And then made an agreement. If any other MCs or rap group want to sample it, you have to give them permission to do so. And he got the sample cleared. Nipsey got the sample cleared. And all because Hove, he did it, didn't even say anything. So...
Well, that's on the low.
That's on the low. And there I don't think the Maple Leaf has learned the finer points of doing something on the low. Not yet, anyway.
Of course not.
Well, but how does that work? Ain't Annie a sample? How does he clear a sample?
I'm thinking...
Did they just take his... They took Jay's voice?
Hey, I don't know on which... How the paperwork was set up, but I got to think that Jay probably bought a certain percentage of that publishing.
He could do it.
Yeah. He got the money to do it.
Because his bank account is what? Crazy.
All right, let's keep it rocking. Yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, yo, shout out to whoever posted this on the text chain. I didn't even know nothing about it. The Roxanne Shanté film is coming to Netflix as well as certain locations in L.A. and New York, I believe. Yo, I was thinking about this. What a fitting... thing to bring the film, you know, because you could bring a lot of people out of the Juice Crew, right. I mean, you could bring a lot of people. You could easily do Kane, you could easily do Shan, you could easily do Molly. I mean, any of that whole Juice Crew shit, right. But they picked Shanté because of her unique perspective, it being in the Juice Crew. Now, my question to everybody here, and you too, Jay, what if, and I'm not saying they're doing this, but what if they got Molly coming out looking like the neighborhood creep? What if they got Shan looking ill or some crazy shit, you know, in regards to a relationship with Shantae? I don't think that that happened. I don't know. In the same way they did Dr. Dre. I mean, you know, what do you guys think about that?
Keeping it out the film, you saying?
Well, I'm just, no.
This is more of a documentary, right?
No, it's a film with actors.
Oh, this mockumentary,
is
a, right?
Oh, well, okay. Well, it depends on whose perspective they're telling it from.
They're telling it from Shantae's perspective.
Ooh. Is she still cool with Molly and them?
Is she, Jay? I mean,
I think so. I'm not sure. But I was thinking they should have did the Juice Crew joint first, though. Remember, that was in the news, like, mad years ago. What happened with that? The whole Juice Crew documentary or film or whatever it was. They should have did that first.
Politics, player. You feel me? Shantae was easy to do in this climate. You know what I mean? So that's politics. But I still think it's a great film from her perspective, being the only female, and to one of the few at that time in hip hop.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be a very unique perspective. Now, you know what? I'm sure, you know.
And one of the first females to be a part of a group, so to say. You know how, like, in the 90s, a lot of groups was doing that. They had a group, then they had a female, like, who was that? Terror Squad did it. Who else did that? Busta Rhymes and them did it. Flip Mode Squad. Remember how everybody was doing that? They had a chick they would bring in. And
well, Juice was one of the first ones to do that. Funky 4 plus 1 more would say something different about that.
Yeah, well, they would be. Funky 4 plus 1 would be the first. I'd say, who was that? Bad Boys with K-Love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one too, yeah.
Yeah,
that was dope. That was dope. Yeah.
Well, let's just say this, because we already know it's not going to be historically correct and how we need to see it. It's not going to be, B.
You don't think?
I really do not think so.
Oh, okay.
Not even close.
I mean,
I think it's going to be more of a
glamour type thing.
One of them new edition style shits.
Wow.
I'm already putting it out there.
Yeah, damn. You think they're going to go that? They're not even going to keep it hip hop at all?
I mean, it's probably going to be like maybe half of the first season of The Get Down, where it caught us a little bit, but then you're going to get into all that Hollywood bullshit.
Yeah, because the second part of The Get Down is not good.
Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Not good. I don't even watch it yet. I watched the first season, and I don't even watch it no more. It's not even good.
Okay. That's what's up, man. Shout out to Shantae and shit. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is your boy Quincy Jones on a serious retraction.
Uh-oh. Moonwalking.
Your boy Quincy Jones, sorry for the inflammatory comments in recent interviews. He took to Twitter to post a lengthy explanation about his wild comments after his 6 daughters implemented a family intervention.
They was like, Daddy, shut the fuck up.
So,
yeah, he embarrassed us.
So you got Quincy Jones, if you don't know, if you ain't even up on that, Jay. Your boy Quincy Jones is wilding a couple of weeks ago where he just put everybody business out there, yo. Crazy.
Wilding, though?
Yeah, what did he
but
say?
I don't think he was really wilding like that, though. I think he was really telling the truth.
Right. I believe that, too. Well, one of the things he was saying, that Michael Jackson is a very greedy individual, and apparently Quincy Jones has still not gotten all his money from the proceeds of Thriller. Whew. You know?
That's a couple years.
Yeah, I mean, that's a long time to be fighting for some damn money and shit.
Why is he just speaking about it now, though?
Well, that too.
Good question.
Yeah.
Well, and then, of course, he put a lot of people business out there saying, you know, Richard Pryor, you know, bisexual lovers and all kinds of crazy shit. So,
but that's common knowledge, though, B.
I mean, I didn't know anything about that.
And it seemed like
A while back, I bought that whole box set of the Richard Pryor show or whatever, and they did a roast. He did a roast for Richard Pryor, and they were having some very strange comments during that roast. So I'll see if I can find that and get it to you.
Okay, that's what's up. So anyway, that's your boy. He made a retraction. So I still think at 85 years old, in the retraction, he claimed that he just stopped drinking 3 years ago. I mean, a lot of mea culpas in there and shit. His daughters
did that shit.
Right, his daughters basically did that, telling him to shut the fuck up so their future don't get fucked up being associated with this nigga.
Which, how could it? For real.
They paid up for life. If they don't fuck the money up, they're rich for life.
They wrote the English soccer song or football song. Are you kidding me?
Hey, B, I'm just saying. Hey,
Money forever.
Hey, put a muzzle on that fool and shit.
It was like, Daddy, shut up, please.
Right.
You're fucking it up for us. You're making us look bad. People are asking us questions, and I don't like it.
and he retracting, which is very interesting to me.
B, at his age, what the fuck he gonna do?
He don't give a fuck. That's why he did the shit.
But that's what I'm saying. So why retract?
Because his daughters told him to do it. He love him.
At the point being, though, I guarantee you, I believe, and I'll end it with this, I believe that there's probably more truth in his statements than fiction, though.
Yeah.
So that's what's up. All right, let's keep it moving. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This comes from the text chain courtesy of Peter Johansson. What's up, fool?
Denmark.
What's up, yo? He wants to know from us, you know, and there was a little bit of chatter on the text chain about that, is what was your idea of the golden era? What was the years?
What does the golden era cover? From what year to what year?
What year to what year?
This is right down your alley, my nigga. I see you back there. You see shining right now.
Wow.
We're going to let you go first.
So
go
this
ahead.
Is my man, straight out of Newark, super rocking JC.
Oh, he lit up.
Okay, what is your idea of the golden era? What years and why?
I think you got to start with 86.
Okay.
You got to go with 86 because that's when Rakim came
Kobe
in the door. That's when Rakim came in the door. You got to go with 86. And it's supposed to be a decade, right? So I go 86 to 95 because 95 is when they just started the shiny suit era. But everything before that was pretty cool. So I would say 86 definitely. You got to, of course, that includes the 87, 88 era because at that point, you could just go to the store, buy a cassette, and it was 95% crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
Say it again, my nigga.
Crazy. Word.
No doubt. Okay, who wants to go next?
I mean, I might as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Swerving.
I'm in the same. I would have gave it 96 because I, that shiny shoe sit was coming in, but there was still, the shit was still being made. But yeah, I would have said from 86, 96 would have been for me.
Okay, no doubt.
Yeah, and for me,
because it's a few. My bad. Because it's a few joints in 96, 97. Like the CNN joint, I think came in like 97.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
97.
That was definitely boom bap hip hop. 90,
right.
CNN.
Right.
Then for me, I stretch my shit. I go from 85 to 97 is where I go.
And why you say 85?
85 because that Run DMC album that year was crazy.
Okay.
That's why, because I was like, I love that album.
Because Raising Hell is actually 86, though, so I guess you're talking about the King of Rock one.
Yes.
Okay.
I love that one.
Okay.
I love that one.
That's
no doubt.
Kurt G. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, actually, Kurt G took my thunder a little bit. I'm going to stay in his 10-year bracket. I'm going to go 85 to 95. The reason why I'm going 85 to 95 is because 85, you're still in the Larry Smith era. Mm-hmm. You still, Larry Smith is still huge in 85. And then once you get past the Larry Smith era, then it's like a stock trajectory, okay? Because after Larry Smith, then it's Marley, okay? Then, and everybody that comes after Marley in terms of production, I mean, certainly lyrics, that's everybody, we discuss lyrics a lot on this show. But as far as production from 85, you're still in the Big Beat era. You're still in the Larry Smith, okay? Then on to Marley, and then after Marley, everybody else, not that, we can not say, man, at that point, Dr. Dre comes in, Primo comes in, in the early 90s. So those 10 years.
You got Pete Rock and all of them in there. Man.
Pete Rock, that's what I'm saying.
Large Professor.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Crazy. 85, is crazy. So
wow, you got a whole bunch of these.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 85 to 95 to me. And it's something that Jay said. When you're buying joints that is labeled hip-hop,
yeah,
with the exception of Vanilla, Ice, and Hammer, when you're buying joints, you really not buying that many duds.
Right. When you're just buying joints, it's just based off of a label. The name of the label.
Yeah, you didn't have to take too many joints and put them in the hole.
In the hallway.
Right. And then think about, what I'm saying? Right, no doubt, And think about that. Think about all the labels that was obviously, everybody would say Def Jam, but then Profile.
Oh,
and then select. And then and that's just on the early, that's the 85 portion.
Tommy Boy.
You know what I'm saying? Bang. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
So,
yeah, all that.
So, I gotta ask JC a quick question, though.
What up, kid?
Like, did you ever, like, wonder what happened to them joints after you put them in the hall?
Oh, I guess somebody picked them up, listened to them, and put them back in the hall.
Yeah, this nigga right here, yo, he had me dying laughing one day. This nigga was like, yo, I bought such and such a record, yo. I got that shit home, listen to it. I put that shit in the hallway.
Yeah, that first Nori, that first Capone solo joint I put in the hall, kid.
Oh man,
I was so disappointed.
It's like in the hallway.
That Gangstar Foundation, that Big Shug.
Oh yeah,
remember you put that in the hallway?
Yes, yes, definitely put that in the hall. Absolutely, absolutely.
Crazy,
without a doubt.
Oh man.
All right, so let's keep it popping and shit.
Nigga just throwing money away. He's like, I just bought that shit. Now I'm just putting it in the hallway. He's a
Billy Drake.
Charity,
I'm
nigga.
Somebody.
I'm gonna write that shit off of my taxes.
No cameras.
Next up, we go to Hip Hop Digest. Is Yasiin Bey confirms that he started on the new Black Star album. Now listen to that carefully. Confirm he started on the new Black Star album and recorded exactly one verse.
So hold on, he's back in the U.S.?
He's back in the U.S.
Okay, Mos Def.
Okay, no doubt, Mos Def. One verse. There was an Instagram pic with him and Talib. I haven't seen no regular announcement. I don't even know if the paperwork is done. What are the chances that this actually happens?
Well, who still owns the rights to Black Star as far as the label?
I don't know.
Is that Ruckus? What was they on?
That was Ruckus.
Mm-hmm.
So them niggas still want another album. So they're going to be like, yo, we want in. Whoever owns the that shit, they on paperwork.
Classic LP, by the way. Classic.
It might be a problem for them. Depends on what kind of money they was getting under that recording contract. It might have been Jerkweed Malloy.
Yeah, but if they signed it.
They did sign it, so maybe that's the reason why they ain't coming back together to put an album out.
But what's the percentages, though? Mos Def's talking it up. I haven't heard anything from Talib. What's the percentages?
I'm going to put it at right now at 15%.
Damn.
Very low.
That is pretty
15%
low.
15% that it'll be done?
That is actually going to happen.
Because if he only recorded one verse and he said he's went in and done it, you don't hear nothing from Talib. Talib ain't add nothing to the joint or nothing. You just seeing pics together and all of that shit, but that don't mean nothing.
Yeah, but they don't have no beef or anything, so it should be no reason why they shouldn't be able to do it.
You're
yeah,
right. But that's what leads me to think it's all about contract.
But like I said, it's about contract. Does this old record label, who probably, they probably owe them another record or two.
Right.
You know, they going to want to get paid and shit. So when you're dealing with that, you're dealing with business. I'm going to put the percentages at, I'm going to put it higher than that. I'm going to say the percentages if they're both willing. Now, Talib Kweli be doing a lot of fucking crying about getting paid and shit at times. So he may be motivated to do it considering there would be a demand. I'm going to say 45%.
See, and for me, on that level, to me, that'd be a no-brainer for me. Fuck it, even if we didn't get paid a penny to put this album out, just think about it, all the money they're gonna make on the road. That wasn't no 360 deal. They're gonna get new shows and they're gonna get all that bread.
All right, that's real. Yeah. You got a percentage for me, Swerm?
I'm gonna say 50 because, you know,
50-50.
I feel like it could happen.
Okay.
It definitely could happen, you know what I'm saying? Where there's smoke, there's fire.
All right.
And if we talking contracts and all that kind of stuff, it really don't matter because if they make the album, then Ruckus, did we say?
Yes.
They're going to get a piece, regardless.
Yeah.
So, just make the damn album, yo.
All right, that's what's up. Now, one caveat. When did Black Star come out?
98?
I got it right here.
98?
They may be out of the window for the deal, though.
Up shit, hell no. That shit ain't going
to... I doubt it.
I doubt that.
Product.
Okay. If they owe them something, they going to want it.
Right.
Okay. That's
right.
Real. That's real.
It's not time. It's product.
They got to put something out.
All right. That's what's up. All right, yo. Next time I'm going to Hip Hop Digest. This is a five-part topic. Now, I'm going to try and do better than I did last week. You know, reading a whole fucking paragraph and have y'all respond and shit. And, I'm not going to do it this week. I've shortened it significantly. Okay. Anyway, the title of the topic is Science Has Finally Explained Why Old School Hip Hop Heads Hate Modern Rap. That's just the title.
Science!
Now, this is brought to you by a young writer by the name of Aaron Williams. Mr. Williams is constantly on that drum beat, okay? I don't believe Mr. Williams likes old school raps. He's a young guy, but why would he? That's cool.
He's from a Dick Ride blog?
Yes, he is.
What's the name of that Dick Ride blog?
I think it's that Up Rock Network, if you will.
Okay. Since we throwing them under the
Dick
bus.
Dick Ride! So,
actually, one of the Lehmans put this on the text chain. I want to give a shout out to them, because when I seen it, I was like, thank you for my biggest topic of the week. Okay, part number one, okay, and we're going to all respond to how, about what you think about this. Okay, part number one, hip-hop's generation war has raged almost since its inception. In fact, hip-hop itself grew out of New York teens' rebellious need to reject their parents' stated funk and disco tunes to establish their own sound. Wrong.
Yeah, that's false. That's false.
Very false. Yeah, that's very false. Very false. We don't even need to go any further. Very false, yeah. Nigga.
Nobody
read your history.
Shit.
How many documentaries is out here, nigga? Just
wrong.
Look.
Hip-hop has nothing to do with rebellion. It's about actually coming together.
Wrong. Exactly. Well, first of all, there's a couple of... Let's talk about quickly and put the topic on spot. Why it's wrong, okay? Because before the recorded hip-hop, what were they playing in the park jams?
The disco records.
Disco and funk records.
The breaks. Exactly.
Okay? Anybody born before recorded hip-hop grew up on disco and funk records. You're wrong, okay? Even if you want to take the first record recorded, Rapper's Delight wasn't nothing but a chic instrumental.
Disco.
There you go.
So.
Disco.
So he got, so he's starting off a little shaky on that article.
A little. Shit. That nigga's got a wobbly third wheel cracking on.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. And two, to add a little bit more sugar to the Kool-Aid, you have to remember hip-hop, a lot of its inception was used to combat gang violence.
Exactly.
Now, New York didn't have organized gangs like Chicago and L.A. did. Their gangs sort of went from neighborhood to neighborhood and block to block. But hip-hop was used to do away with all that.
All that shit.
So it didn't have anything to do with emotional teens rebelling. So... Nope. Again,
I mean, when you listen to Rapper's Delight, which, you know, which is one of the very first records, does that sound like this teens rebelling?
sound like some party shit.
Yeah.
Again, it's a chic instrumental.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's what's up. All right, number two. According to a recently published story in the New York Times, it appears science has some possible explanations. Using demographic data provided by Spotify, you motherfucker reach for Spotify like they reaching for toothpaste, if you ask me. The pattern established that the songs you liked in high school tend to be the songs you like as you get older, generally informing and influencing your taste overall. So what we liked in high school, and that would be the 80s for all of us, is basically dictating what we like now. I'm saying wrong.
Yeah. Wrong.
Because
as we got older, hip hop actually got better. So even though we love the 80s, we probably actually like the 90s era of hip hop a little bit better than the 80s because of the production was crazy. The lyricism improved a lot. So that's the boom bap era. The 90s, we like that better, you know?
No doubt. But we have come through. So, but what he's saying, let's think about this. You take from eighth grade on the way through high school, right? So you're probably, or at least middle school all the way through high school. So you're probably starting at Rapper's Delight, and then you going through Grandmaster Flash, and you hearing shit like Count Kool Out. All of that shit. I mean, you love that shit. You know that shit. Like you said, the Big B era, Larry Smith. You know, until, you know, Rakim shows up on the scene and then totally changes. Yep. But you're not dissing Rakim, though.
Nope.
Only a fool would do that.
You know what I'm saying? But how could you like Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight? How could you like the message from Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and not diss Rakim? How does that happen? See, motherfuckers rely on Spotify data like it's the shit. And I love how a young boy always trying to tell old head, you know, oh, I know because of the Spotify data, you guys only like the shit from Houdini, Run DMC, and Fat Boys.
That's what
we
you
know
like.
Because we know. Ain't nobody gotta tell us what we the fuck.
Nobody gotta tell me shit.
You know, I mean, when niggas opened Enter the Stage from Black Moon, what year was that?
93.
Damn,
93.
Is that
96? 93.
Yeah, Enter
the Stage is
93. Yeah. How the hell? How you gonna go from KRS-One and Eric B. and Rakim and Big Daddy Kane and like Black Moon? How do you do that?
I wish I could tell you, B, but I just did.
It's called something you don't understand, my nigga.
So that's what's up. So that's number two. So it sounds like it's his second premise he got wrong. All right.
Swing and a miss.
Pitch coming up.
All right. Point number three. Musical genres, however, evolve over time. There's a prevalent theory that in some rap circles that rap experiences a tectonic shift every 7 years with a groundbreaking album that changes the trajectory of the genre as a whole.
So this nigga's still going with data?
So he's still going with data. So he's saying it averages about 7 years that everything totally changes.
Well, that's not true, because this damn mumble shit's been going for a while.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, so this is 18. So if we go back 7 years from now, that's what, 11? What album came out between then and now that changed the face of hip-hop?
Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Yeah.
Because,
maybe Kendrick?
Shit, and then even
did
then...
Did that change hip-hop, though?
Right, because they're still doing the same shit.
To me, Pimp a Butterfly was special, but they ain't no Migos and them niggas ain't doing that shit.
No.
Okay.
No, he didn't change it to make like Rakim did. When Rakim flowed, niggas changed their whole, niggas threw away their rhyme books and came back with some different shit.
Exactly.
They're like, I can't rhyme like that no more.
Yeah, but now let's think about this. Let's think about that. Okay, so let's, again, starting at 79, okay, or even a little bit before 79, Kumo D, obviously he takes care of Busy B, takes care of Starsky. What year was that?
Oh, that's 81. That's 80-81.
It's 80-81. Yes. So Kumo D takes care of them. For the most part, there's the new MC right there from Kumo D, right?
Yes.
And then from Kumo D, 81 to about LL, 85?
Yeah, LL came out actually 84. Mm,
yeah.
Okay, 84.
I need to beat 84.
So that's 84, not even 4 years. That's 4 years. It's not seven. So that's 4 years. And then from LL Cool J to Rakim, shit, what was that, 2 years later?
2 years.
Yeah. 2 years. Rock, yeah.
2 years.
Yeah, Rakim is 86.
You know what I mean? So as far as MCing, I don't know about groundbreaking albums, and I'm trying to think about that too.
Yeah, when was the last groundbreaking album though?
Well, they're talking about later. They're talking about like when The Chronic comes out, and then everybody who's in New York and in between is all doing G-Funk. Okay, because The Chronic was so big and sold so much that even Fat Joe and them niggas want G-Funks on remixes. Master Ace, everybody.
Yeah.
So I think, and see, you gotta remember, this is a young guy who wrote the article, so you don't have our history. So when we're going back, I'm thinking trying to break groundbreaking was Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, their first album. Did that change the trajectory?
Was the album groundbreaking or was the song groundbreaking?
The message was groundbreaking. Okay.
Yeah.
It was definitely the song.
Yeah, I wouldn't say the album, but the message.
So you got to remember, it's a young guy who's writing this, and he's writing that again from Spotify data. So he doesn't even have a history to really even know what's up.
He's going from analytics.
Right.
Numbers can be crunched to fit whatever you want it to fit.
Right, right. So, let's keep it moving at number four.
What? He struck out already. He's coming up to bat again?
So, you're saying at the next premise, let's give him a chance here. Let's give him a chance. Maybe he gets it right on this one.
This is his second time up the bat.
Okay. However, the above-mentioned study does tell us something important. Why these older pioneers and their fans are so damn grumpy, it's a shot at us because that's exactly what he wrote, so damn grumpy about rap's changing sound. Simply put, due to the fact that hip-hop no longer relies on dusty funk and soul and jazz samples over crackling beats. So he's saying the real reason we don't like it, he's getting down to taste now, is that there's no samples, there's no loops, there's no crackling, and no muffled samples, no loops, none of that.
Nah, it's just that the music is just not good, and the MCs aren't bringing it to the table in terms of lyricism. They're not saying anything, and the music is just not good.
So,
the tracks aren't good.
So that's what I'm saying.
No. Exactly.
So let's get down to it, G.
And it doesn't represent hip hop.
So let's just get down to it. Now here's the crux. I think we might have some movement here.
Okay.
G, you like certain trap joints?
I like trap okay. beats. I'm a fan. So, I'm not going to lie about that. The beats, not the MCs, not all of them. I am a fan of my peoples. I get beat up on my peoples all the time.
But I'm going to ask you to try to put it in perspective, because I can't. Because I can't stand
trap. I know you don't fuck with it at all.
But and I'm asking you to put it in perspective. Trap versus traditional hip hop.
There is no perspective there.
There is no perspective.
It's a different to me it's different. To me, listening to trap is like listening to R&B or listening to house or listening to something totally different. It ain't even the same. To me, when I listen to it, I'm not listening to it talking about I'm gonna hear what this nigga's saying lyrically, or what is he getting ready to spit, or what this nigga's gonna do. You know, I'm not listening to it for that. I'm listening to it for the beat, mostly because it's the beat.
Yeah, but he's saying that the beat is the key to why we, our age bracket, don't like it.
Well, he's probably, but I guess he's right.
But if you actually want
to come down to it, he's right on that.
If that's
the reason why you don't like it, it's the beat.
He the dude is kind of right, because when we came into it, right, we heard the beat, but the beat was kind of secondary because we were paying attention to what the MCs were saying.
Right.
Yes.
Nowadays, kids are listening to the beat, and it don't really fucking matter what they're saying.
Right. That's why the mumble can get over.
It doesn't even, it's on a different plate. It doesn't even relate.
Well, my question would be this. You got, again, we got a lot of history in the game. So the beats that they were doing on Sugar Hill Records and the beats that they were doing early on, even pre-Larry Smith. And so you take Sugar Hill Records, you take the Larry Smith era, and then you have the drum machine era, the Mantronics era, you know, all the way up to Molly Mall, which is basically the sampling loop era. Those are four distinct, different beat types of structures, and mm-hmm. none of them got this. And two, if you right. want to throw in, Miami bass as another fifth of different totally beat structures, yes. totally mm-hmm. beat tones.
And we like all
and
that.
We like that right. shit. There was no right. dissing.
And if they want to say that, because hip hop bebop was no samples.
Yeah. Right. There you
and
go.
We liked it.
Shout out to MC Shadi.
Yo, no doubt.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. So, yep. Again, what is it? Now, this makes young boys probably tear their hair out. We just gave examples of totally different beat structures and producers and production, but it's just trap. I believe, and it's just me, I believe that trap is not unique enough. It's like if you heard one trap beat, you've heard them all. There's nothing unique about trap. They all use the same kit. They all use the same bass. They all use the same effects. They all use the same cadence. That's what I think about trap versus all those other genres. I mean, or at least all those other beat structures.
And when you're trying to put it into a hip-hop context and trying to slide it in there, it doesn't match. Like saying it doesn't fit. You're putting that square peg into the round hole. You can't do it. It's not working.
Johnny Cochran, if it doesn't fit, it's not a hit.
No doubt. So, all right. So, what are we giving him? We're giving him a bunt on that, maybe?
Hell no. No. He had a pop-up, and he did, at least he didn't strike. He didn't swing and miss. He had a pop-up.
He had a pop-up.
Out.
Okay.
He's all out.
Right. Cal Ripken was waiting right there at shortstop.
All right. So, number fifth and the last premise that he puts up is getting stuck in your early teens possibly prevent you from enjoying the way music changes.
Repeat that.
It says, getting stuck in your early teens only prevents you from possibly enjoying the way music changes. Accepting that change is inevitable is the only way to avoid becoming a self-caricature as some of the critics above. And let me run the critics. He called Joe Budden a grumpy old head. He said Nas's failed platform about hip-hop being dead. He also goes back into saying old heads throwing insults at Lakers star Alonzo Ball on Twitter, calling him oatmeal face for saying that nobody listens to boom bap hip-hop, when he really should have said nobody his age listen to boom bap hip-hop. And the meme of Kodiak Black, somebody put a meme up of Kodiak up against Jay-Z, and they had the Jay-Z, the hook, Money Cash Hoes, or whatever that was, up against Kodiak's verse about hustling or being something from nothing or some dumb shit. I think that we were very articulate in understanding that we are not and haven't been stuck in our teens as far as music.
No, we're not stuck in our teens. As JC said earlier, the music got better from when our teens until we got into our 20s. It got better and better and better. So we wasn't stuck. We just seen a decline in the shit is what happened.
Yo, what is this writer's name again? Aaron, I'm going to need him to hear this show. What is his name?
Aaron Williams.
Oh, he's going to send him a nice little tweet.
Williams. Aaron, welcome to the show.
No doubt. So, I mean, I guess, again, that's the only way I can articulate now, and I'll say it again. I believe. Now, of course, under the comments, one of the comments was like, you guys being older are not going to understand the vibes and some other dumb shit about the music being about a vibe. You can't pick up on the teen vibe.
That's Erykah Badu shit.
Yeah, right. That Erykah Badu shit. Yeah, that vibes and shit.
I feel that, but I'm not, obviously not the fan of trap music that Kurt is.
Right. So
but
I feel it. I like it.
Right.
I don't put it in the same category as hip hop because it's not.
Right. That's it's what not. I'm about to say, because I listen to trap beats, but I listen to trap beats like I listen to acid jazz or drum and bass. I don't consider it family of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different type of music that I might be listening to at that moment.
Right.
That's real.
And that's what they get upset about, is the fact that we're trying to disconnect them from hip hop. No, they're the ones with the attitude. They trying to act like we're the ones grumpy feelings. And mad, but they the ones that seem to keep getting upset with the shit that we say. Y'all the motherfuckers with the attitude. Y'all the grumpy motherfuckers.
Well, I mean, you know, B, when you're trying to put us out of hip hop and we bringing in all this money, and like I said before, you don't understand how great you are, that we are. You don't understand how great we are.
We taking this shit to a new level.
Right.
Yeah. Getting money, and we always applaud that.
We applaud the money getting. Get as much money as possible.
To them. Fame and money. It ain't about legacy and skill. It's about how much money they can get right now and how famous they could be. And that's cool, but that ain't what hip hop is about.
Exactly. So, all right, that's what's up. And so, you know how we do. You ready for that world famous Kurt G albums of the week?
Well, as soon as it beep. Damn beep. Uh-oh, beep. The bus is coming.
He pulled the bus out.
It's no, I didn't. No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
All right. This week, we got Sky Zoo in Celebration of Us. And we also got the UA Still Humbled. And the instrumental joint is Monica Walking Good. That's Monica Walking Good.
All right, so Swerve.
Monica with hip hop?
Did y'all shout out Starsky last week?
Yes, of course.
Yes, we did. Okay. Yes, we did. Yes, son, we did, sir.
You need to be up on this.
Yes, we did.
So, G, which, not you, G, Swerve, you got anything left over?
Oh, no, just again, the growth of the chain is lovely. And because of what you said a couple weeks ago about me slipping on Twitter, I've been back on there. You know, I've been back on Twitter. You know, they deserve us too. So, again, as I always say, thank you for listening to us and caring that we out here doing what we do. We appreciate you too.
And I just know we don't need to give no motherfucking teachers no goddamn guns. That's all I'm saying.
Fuck
out of here with that
goodness.
Shit.
Fuck around.
There'll
fuck
be around a lot of dead somebody, teachers.
Not dead teachers, goddamn students.
Yeah, that's what's going to end up happening.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah. You know how motherfuckers act up in class.
Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do.
You got to talk about a teacher back here.
Yes, I do.
It'll be all fucked up.
And somebody little Pookie gets shot, and you better believe it.
Cops coming in, killing the teacher.
Oh, my God.
It's just a fucked up cycle, but that's our president, B. That's
yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Shit. So anyway, I want to thank our guest, Super Rockin' JC.
No doubt.
It was good, yo. Newark, stand up.
Yeah, y'all know y'all hear us mention him a lot.
B.
Over the years, we've said his name.
No doubt. So, all right, man. Then we'll do it next week, right?
All right.
Sir.
Peace.
Sir.
One.
All right.
To waste pace, need to win this race. I'm faced with hate phase, trying to figure out this fate. It's late and I'm dazed, the babe lays down awake. I gazed, amazed at life, night rolls into day. She cries, I feel alive when I look in her eyes. Frustrated parent, trying to figure out why. She's fed and changed, now I'm singing her a lullaby. This my first time, moonlight, sunshine, the daily grind. And she's mine, summer baby, my little lady. Proud father, now I understand why the father made me. My time is infinite, so I must complete the task set. On my marks, waiting for that spot. Yes, I'm getting set, King David in the armor of God. There's no one hotting me. Liberate my people, spread the love, now that's my policy. But I'm scheming, I'm spilling the blood of any enemy. I'm Old Testament of you up, now what you telling me? Worldwide ministry, life remains a mystery. Strength for the Most High military. I do this lyrically, cause all of this is a gift to me. Worldwide ministry, life remains a mystery. Strength for the Most High military. I do this lyrically, cause all of this is a gift to me. Sands of time, slipping through the hourglass. Now at last we grasp the enormity of the task. Cast out the demon, blast on your ass even. The cold streets had to leave, I'm kicking and screaming. Now I'm in search of warmer seasons and keep believing. So that I can teach the children about life and meaning. Without the overseer, overseeing, intervening. Inducted into a curriculum designed by heathens. So now I'm ready for the war, you hear my sword unsheathing. The word is my show, prepare for a bloody evening. I put it down so you can understand just why I'm leaving. I need that Garden of Eden, it was built for chilling. And can you tell me any better reason? So I dig deep and roll up my sleeves. I fight for freedom, hunger for that knowledge and wisdom. And now I'm feeding on the right fruit, no genetic modification. Worldwide ministry, life remains a mystery. Strength for the Most High military. I do this lyrically, cause all of this is a gift to me. Worldwide ministry, life remains a mystery. Strength for the Most High military. I do this lyrically, cause all of this is a gift to me. It's quite simple. Love my peoples, no more enemies to love, but I fight evil. Winner of the Golden Glove, the champion conquered all. They tried to mess with hip hop, I had to make them fall. I lived through it, it's imperative to my survival. I'm like, oh yeah, the boom bap signals my arrival. The pride then the fall, get up and repeat the cycle. It's vital in order for me to learn despite all the frustrations, and so my lamentations echo. Free music was the war cry, put out the call. It's like a bat signal traveling around the globe. It's connecting me to different notes, and yo, it's powerful. We bring that universal language, understanding it's the brand and it's transcending. All pervading, ever fading, you're relating while I'm painting with my words, interpreting, celebrating, we're creating, that's the immortalization. Worldwide ministry, life remains a mystery. Strength for the Most High military. I do this lyrically, cause all of this is a gift to me.
comes falling down. You take off, check it out.
You let me get into my zone. Time forever takes toll. Explore roads, I find gems and hidden scrolls. Rock shows, expose gold, we lay low. You can find me in the city eating sushi cold bowls. Time heavy on my mind these days. I let hope float and ride these waves. No time for hiatus, kill time with kindness. Dismantle my timeline and stimulate the paradigm. This understanding microphone mathematics. Rapper fanatic on a slow flow status. Tag nabbit. Headphones and the snapback. The long walk home make it harder to backtrack. This how I get, it's just how I get. A lonely vagabond vibing with the sunset. Yeah, it don't stop till the final. Commit another foul just to get a timeout. I boom and I bang and I bang and I boom.
And I boom.
This is the rhythm of a modern day boom. The world keeps turning, burning. I'm going through changes. That's cool. It's hard to define.
These days.
I got mountains to climb.
These days. That's
cool. So heavy on my mind.
These days.
Don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time. Okay, my days on shuffle. Got no time, whatever. Yeah. Pieces of a dream I need to piece together. Yeah. I get no peace. I'm gone. I can't sleep. It's stupid. Tossing and turn, kick, push like stupid. Time as commodity, okay. Time as currency. Buy time, spend time, impossible to save time. I hold weight, still contemplate my day grind. I must be running on West Indian time. Tardy. Pick it up back where I started, coming up from the bottom, late bloomer, heavy-hearted. We all find a fault line apparent in the quarry. What takes a man far too long to say sorry? Ooh, it's so hot when the clock ticks, time won't negotiate. I'm just a humble hostage. I got this and it don't stop. I'm putting numbers on the board with no time on the clock. I boom and I bang and I bang and I boom. This is the rhythm of a modern day blues. World keeps turning, burning. I'm going through changes. That's cool. It's hard to define.
These days.
I got mountains to climb.
These days. That's
cool. So heavy on my mind.
These days.
Don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time.
I watch the little hand and the big hand move me further from little boy to big man. Time to go to bed became time to pay the bills, so I spent time paying dues or rhymes to make a meal. Not for the bank account, but for the plate. Lyrical food, that dish earned me time in them lyrical debates. Candidate for top five scrutiny. Never made it in yet, my blend holds the mutiny. Paradise claim any names I knew. We didn't get enough time before they left the crew. Lost some from growing up on the crime side, the New York Times side. Some from a health issue. So we left trying to get it till the clock run out. 15 minutes of time for fame to sprout. And my name no doubt would stand amongst the best. For words detached from time to remain timeless.
I boom and I bang and I bang and I boom.
And I boom.
This is the rhythm of a modern day blues. World keeps turning, burning. I'm going through changes. That's cool. It's hard to define
these days.
Got mountains to climb
these days.
So heavy on my mind.
These days.
I spend too much. It's hard to define
these days.
Got mountains to climb
these days.
So heavy on my mind.
These days.
Don't scandalize mine. I spend too much time.
Yeah, it's the only thing that matters, baby. Type life we live in, nigga. You know? Thought I told you niggas LBM, though. Cash click, nigga. Don't watch me, do you, nigga. Shit bring me back to the good old days. Look. Grew up on my mama singing their supply records. Barely would I eat, I know I had my mama stressing. Prayers to the heavens, match the message from the reverend. Wasn't poor, wasn't rich, but I'm rich with a blessing. Remember mama's teachings, hugs, kisses, and beatings. Olive oil, tongue speaking, keeping us from the demons. Love was never greeted, we struggled but never needed. Not a penny from my pops, thank God for a semen. Though he dipped when I was young, got nervous round a real nigga. I know his conscience, eat him, I don't hate him, chill, nigga. Way too many lies in that church for this field, nigga. run up on you, tell you run your pockets. I don't steal, niggas. My scrap game nice, I don't steal, niggas. Niggas pussy scared to get snuffed, now they still gripping. I'm sorry, mama, but none of these niggas love me. I'm on it, if niggas run up, they stupid, they think I'm bummy. It's like you looking in the mirror, shit, it's all about you. These niggas ain't loyal, man, it's all about you. Remember where you from, cause it's all about you. Whether rich or you poor, fam, it's all about you. It's like you looking in the mirror, shit, it's all about you. These niggas ain't loyal, man, it's all about you. Remember where you from, cause it's all about you. Whether rich or you poor, fam, it's all about you. I never played the ball, I'm kinda like Rico. How to play them full, minus the snake shit. I never get the jakes involved. If I was Ace, I would've shot Rico in his face. They had Mitch's bro and all they thought about was weight. Niggas nowadays ain't loyal, it's just the same. Turn they back on they day one, niggas over the fame. Over other niggas hype, what's your brother, now they lame. It hurts to kill a nigga you love, I feel the pain. I make a pledge to never ever snake my niggas pimping. Touch each other's riches or fuck each other's bitches. I'm a made man, whole team involved in my game plan. Fuck friends, Cameron voice.
This is straight fam, straight fam.
I plan to be walking with the finest, meditating till I place the stars in alignment. Only thing I'm changing is the currency and climate. Plain tea, blue jeans, never crave no designer. It's like you looking in the mirror, shit, it's all about you. These niggas ain't loyal, man, it's all about you. Remember where you from, cause it's all about you. Whether rich or you poor, fam, it's all about you. It's like you looking in the mirror, shit, it's all about you. These niggas ain't loyal, man, it's all about you. Remember where you from, cause it's all about you. Whether rich or you poor, fam, it's all about you.
Walking down them avenues of fatter views and packing tools and padded rooms with a pad of pen and crown of jewels. Chaos ensues when attitudes cash rules. Y'all must gotta confuse them, holding attributes of blessing loose. Dug up the roots to win mind, body, and soul fused. Around the time when I was bumping OC's jewels, jewels, used to light L's when night fell and dwell with dust builds. I couldn't write well, only words. Before the birds, before the bills, before I got ill. The more I jotted, the more I plotted for mills. Blacksmithing the steel, poisoning from the quill. Mass killer for mass appeal to mass. The more mold the minds is malleable for real, for a meal. Fear-mongering, putting out the line, spawning every line of mine. I'm offering, breathing and snatching up the planet, source of oxygen. Better a prophet, Hawking Flemish, taking out your top 10.
It's
some consider
me a new
wild torment mass to make it distorted ill thoughts. Became absorbent based off ciphers that orbit when that evil formerly lay in dormant. It's raining dormant, it evolved with spitters palming and confident, nothing to bother with. Ha! Dope flows got broken down now. Style holding his thou child, breathing in ill will. Either I'm not ill or I intimidate with skill, cause respect never gets paid like hospital bills for real. Weapons grade supply that high caliber. Force the purest in the game to shoot up like Gallagher. Adapt the vernacular, swallow the Atlas Galactic savage with tactics that's elemental. Weapon of shock, you're like an omega retentacle. Smacking your temporal, shatter your skeletal. Y'all cats black on my ventricles, indebted to the hop. If you're not, I'll make you let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, 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 I'll make you let it go.
Let it go.
to your body.
So we got
we are the funky fresh vibe.
We are attracted to red and white because the love she can never be dead. On the mic, and as a matter of fact, we wear red and white,
not black on black. So if you ever see us without red and white on, that means we ain't getting paid.
It means we're rhyming for fun.
Hard to the body.
Ahmed is rocking
rocking hard to the body. Abdul Tariq is rocking hard to the body. To the body.